This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Once upon a time, more than 20 years ago, the state legislature gave consideration to and tried to fix the tax system. That was when Gary Johnson was governor. The results were the same that they always are with such a fairy tale. Nothing happened. Now the Revenue Stabilization and Tax Revenue Committee is struggling with the same story. How do we overhaul New Mexico's complex, difficult, antiquated in many cases, tax structure? More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Last week, the interim committee heard testimony from experts in tax, like Robert Desiderio, former dean of the UNM Law School, who said he was involved in the 1990 tax reform effort. It died when Governor Johnson jerked his support from under it. Some of the gating questions are whether to apply taxes to nonprofit organizations, whether to reform the tax structure a piece at a time or do it all at once, and whether to reinstate the tax on food. Part of the problem with that, though, is that dealing with an entire tax system overhaul bill in either a 30 or 60-day session would be nearly impossible. More after this. Senator John Arthur Smith, the Deming Democrat and chair of the Senate Finance Committee, said doing that would be like dealing with a 112-member committee. By the way, there are 112 legislators. Another expert, Benjamin Roybal, who's an Albuquerque lawyer who has worked on previous tax reform committees, said lawmakers have to be flexible and keep their eye on the comprehensive tax overhaul. Senator Smith said that with the tax revenue up and continuing that trend, it would be a good time to do the tax work. He said to the committee that the state really needs to make the tax structure more friendly to local communities in the state on a long-term basis. Governor Martinez has been pushing for a tax overhaul for several years, really touted it in 2017. In fact, just at the cusp of a special session to provide funding for colleges and universities in that tough financial and political year, legislators shot down the idea of an immediate overhaul, saying they hadn't seen a proposal from the governor, and they certainly had no time to review one. House Speaker Brian Egoff said then that the overhaul package would run some 400 pages, and they wouldn't have time in a short one-week special session to really scrutinize it. Nothing happened then either. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
New Mexico's tax code is nearly, it seems, as complex as the federal code. It's difficult to follow and sometimes contradictory. Really needs to be completely reworked, both to make it more understandable and create more steady revenue for cities, counties, and the state, but hopefully also to reduce some of the tax burden on citizens. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.